Today I've been watching those live images on TV of Gordon Brown, our Prime Minister, going to the palace to ask the Queen to dissolve Parliament and for there to be a general election on the 6th of May. And then Gordon returned to Downing Street, and later I saw the live images on TV of Gordon speaking in front of the TV cameras outside Number 10. And all the time I was watching these TV images, I was doing my work as an elected Member of Parliament. Earlier, I was in the Department for Energy and Climate Change. I was signing those last submissions from civil servants, signing those last letters as a minister, and making those final decisions, because now Purdah begins, which is a period when no new government announcements can be made because they mustn't affect the general election that's coming. And later I was watching those images on my TV in my MP's office, where I was doing my work as the representative of Stafford constituency. So the letters and the emails from my constituents, some were raising problems they wanted my help to try to solve, others had political points they wanted to put to me, or they wanted me to put to the government for them. And there was quite keen interest on some of the bills that were finally being put before Parliament before the end of this Parliament. And it all got me thinking about the period in politics so far that I have experienced. I started out on a parish council for 4 years at Checkley in Staffordshire, serving my local residents who were my next door neighbours effectively, and later for 10 years a borough councillor in Stafford Borough, serving on the council there, and now for 13 years a Member of Parliament. And I think it must be something in my blood that I want to help people, I want to serve communities. And I'm so proud to have been able so far to serve my country. But I'm not saying this is the end of my career at all. I want to be re-elected. I want there to be another Labour government. I'd like to be in that government. And I still have ideas I want to pursue. I certainly want to make a success of the plans for a national care service. To me, this is like a second welfare state. And just keeping on the theme of seconds, the change in our country to a low-carbon future, and lots of skilled jobs in low-carbon and green sectors of our economy, reminds me of the need for a second industrial revolution in this country. We will once again be strong in manufacturing and in high-tech and science jobs because of the needs and demands of a low-carbon future. And I certainly want to pursue the agenda that I have all through my time in Parliament of supporting young children and their parents, thinking as I do that those first 3 years of life are so important in deciding the whole future of each child. And if we support children through those 3 years and their parents, the quality of the society that we will have eventually as a result will be so much better. And I know sometimes politicians are berated because they make a decision today and there isn't an effect by tomorrow. But sometimes we've just got to resist the temptation of the short-term decisions so that we get the short-term effects and plan these long-term things. And plan these long-term policies that will take a long time to come to effect, but the effect itself over time will be immense and will be beneficial. So I'm watching Gordon Brown on the television. I'm thinking about the end of this Parliament, but already I'm looking forward to the next Parliament. But obviously between the two is a general election where the result is certainly in doubt and unpredictable. There's a great sense of uncertainty about where the centre of gravity in people's political choice is at the moment. And I think it's going to take an intense argument and debate and campaign for 4 weeks to see what the public decides is going to be the future. Naturally, I say it's a future fair for all, and that we should be basing our decision on the promises Labour is making about securing the recovery, raising living standards for families, going for these high-tech, low-carbon jobs of the future, making sure that our frontline public services are protected, whatever the restrictions on spending over the next 4 years, and making sure too that our communities are safe, secure and strong. And that means putting our faith in education, in apprenticeships and training, in clamping down on antisocial behaviour,